Hey everybody, welcome back to the New Sons of Liberty, where we're always fighting for your freedom and your right to free speech.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ballsy. If you guys are looking for, you know, listen, we all have women we care about in our lives, or men, you know, that's, you know, they're there too.
You're free to do whatever you want in this country, so.
Fucking right. Nobody likes a smelly nut bag, okay? You don't want your nutsack smelling like shit, so. With Ballsy, you can use, they have the Ballsy's ball wash. To keep your nutsies clean. And that's a full body wash use. You can use your nuts, butt, and body. It's good for, it's with activated charcoal. So you don't have to, and my favorite part about Ballsy's products is that they're all natural. They don't use chemicals or anything like that. What they like to talk about is that, listen, you're putting this on the fucking family jewels.
Yeah, it's got to be clean, man. Yeah, like, and it is. It's clean.
Yeah, it's the most sensitive part of your body, man. You're not trying to...
Yeah, you got none of them chemicals going in your nuts. Chemicals. absorbing up in there. Yeah, you don't need that stuff. Yeah, your kids will come out looking like aliens. Yeah.
So, Saka, what's Amanda think of the nut rub, the cologne? Well,
hopefully she can get a... nice review in here too, and tell you how good my gooch smells. But she's got no problem going down there now.
Fucking right. So guys, if you want girls or guys, anyone at all, you want them to enjoy being down there with the your fucking bait and tackle and your fucking the flagpole and the cannonballs, whatever.
Flagpole and cannonballs, guys.
Then. Check out Ballsy's website, and you can use our promo code to get 15% off. The promo code is Liberty, and you will get 15% off your order. So again, we are brought to you by Ballsy. If you guys want to get the funk off your junk and not smell like shit, then buy Ballsy.
Buy some Ballsy.
All right, so
let's get right to it.
I'm gonna dive right in. We're going to start with a lack of religion in modern society in the United States.
Huge problem, in my opinion. Massive problem. It's declining more and more. There's some different stuff popping up because people are fading out of other religions that are big and popular, like Christianity and Islam and stuff. Not the Jews, though. They don't sway, really. It doesn't seem like they go anywhere. But good for them. Good for them. But anywho, yeah, there's a lot of atheists out there. And a lot of people, they're just like, oh, yeah, I was raised Catholic or whatever, but I don't do nothing no more. I don't really care about anything. And it's that lack of faith kind of ruins people's will to live for certain things and by certain morals and stuff. I think that's where it all stems from.
What stems from?
Like, that's why it's a problem, because people don't care about their morals anymore.
You know what I mean? So you think that now...
What is there to live for if you don't believe in something after death, or you don't believe that doing good actually brings you good fortune?
Well, I think an atheist perspective would be, I don't need religion to tell me what's right and wrong. So, I mean, what would your response be to that?
Right, but why do some atheists care what's right and wrong? If there's nothing there, like why do they care if they need to be good or bad in what situation, you know?
Well, I mean, just because in their opinion, there may not be an afterlife or anything. I mean, if you do bad things, I mean, you can still suffer in the current world. You know what I mean? Like, you can suffer pain and loss and things like that. So, I mean, I think there's that. How do you think it's impacting society, though? You're talking about a loss of morals. I take it you're talking about, like, a lack of Christianity in modern society.
Well, it's just Christianity because, I mean... It's just Christianity because that was the most dominant religion in America since its founding, pretty much. And now you see so many people, and I hate when I run into somebody and they're like, I'm a recovering Christian. And it's like, why do you say that, man? Like, you were raised on this. Your parents thought it was good for you. They brought you up like this. What's so bad about it now? What's the bad connotation of it? I don't understand. Like, you don't want to go to church on Sundays? Fine. Like, there's plenty of people who don't do that, and they still worship.
So, I mean, what do you think about, like, a lot of, you always hear it. You hear it all the fucking time. People are like, oh, the majority of the world's wars were caused by religion. Like, what do you think about that? Because, like, you're someone who actually cares about your faith.
Yeah, I do.
You're actively religious.
I think that's a good thing. I think people should care about their faith. It helps them, guides them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still go to church?
Occasionally. I don't go as often as I used to. I still pray every day, you know? I wish I went more. You always feel good after you go to church, you know what I mean? You never regret going to church. It doesn't put a bad vibe in or it's a good word for it.
You don't leave with a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't leave with a bad taste.
You know, unless you're an altar boy.
Yeah. Stop.
Hey, man, it happened, okay? this ain't slander. It's facts.
But yeah, I mean, I think most people's morals stem from religion, right? That's where most of it comes from. And that helps. I mean, that's what makes you want to listen to, in my case, you want to listen to the angel on your shoulder as opposed to the devil on your shoulder, you know what I mean? If there's nothing telling you that, what's to stop you from just keep going down that dark road? Because it's easier to go towards what your temptations are.
Oh, yeah.
If there's nothing stopping you, there's no morals behind it, you're not thinking about, oh, like, oh, my grandfather told me this, I should go do that. You don't care about that stuff. I mean,
so you view a lack of Christianity in modern America as a problem and a collapsing of morals, and you would blame a lot of problems in American society today on a collapse of the church in people's everyday lives.
Yeah, not just the church, though. I mean, any religion, really. I mean, they all have, most religions have a basic set of similar standards, morals, and stuff that people live by. And you can see that throughout history. Like, when the settlers came over and they started assimilating American Indian tribes into their religion and sending them to their schools and stuff, like, the kids would come back to their tribes and they'd be like, oh, like, grandma or whatever, like, they're teaching me this, like, and it's really similar to what we learned about with this god of the forest or whatever.
Do the Indians believe in gods?
I don't know. I don't think they called them gods. I'm not sure.
They believe in spirits, though, right?
They believe in spirits, but it's the same kind of idea.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, it's like the same thing. These like, few things are the same exact thing. They taught us with this, but this stuff is different. And they're like, oh, well, you can practice what's common, but, like, if you don't want to believe that stuff, you don't have to. You know what I mean? And
so you don't necessarily see it as a lack of Christianity. You see it as a lack of religion in general.
It's a lack of faith in general, yeah.
So, like, I'm a pagan. You don't view necessarily the fact that I don't believe in, or, well, I do believe in a Christian God. I just don't worship him.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't view that as a reason for what many would consider the decadence of American society today.
No, and I'm not saying it's the only problem with it, but I'm thinking it could be a big problem with it. Like, I don't know a good example, but, like, you look at something that happens and it's like, you think about it, and even just 20 years ago when we were kids, you'd look at that and be like, these people need more, they need more Jesus or something like that, you know?
Well, listen, man.
It's pretty common to say that nowadays.
I'm all about it, about people being more spiritually invested and religiously involved, because, like, people shit so much on religion nowadays. I hate it. Like, these are some of the best people, man. Like, Like, dude, my family's been through some rough shit. We could barely afford food at points. Mm-hmm. And you know where we got food? We didn't go to the government. We didn't get fucking food stamps. Mm-hmm. We went to the church. They didn't ask how much money you made. They didn't ask anything.
Yeah.
They asked how much do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need? How many people are in your family? It was the main question they asked. Like, how many people are you feeding?
Yeah.
And they take care of you, man. And that's not just the Catholic Church. That's fucking, like, I don't know. We've got stuff from Catholic churches, from there's an Episcopalian church in my town that helped us out a couple times. Like, it's just, like, fucking people helping people, man.
Right.
I think there's
a lot of good-natured people that come from religion.
Yeah. Like, and I think there's this movement by, and here we go, we're going into the politics. I think that there's this movement by the left to demonize religious people.
Right.
And they want to replace the church with the government. They want you, like, oh, and that, your family's in trouble, get food. Like, it's always the government can solve the problem. And it's like, no, back in the day, the government didn't get involved. Your family, your neighbors, and your church took care of you when you were in trouble.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I didn't view it as a way that the government kind of views the church's competition. That's interesting because, you know, in the past, they tie hand in hand.
Not in America.
Not exactly, but like...
Separation of church and state. The
separation,
country,
you know.
Which is good. I think that's a good thing.
Right, but they didn't compete with each other. It wasn't that. It was just like...
The thing was, the people in the government were religious.
Yeah, you have freedom to view whatever you want.
Yeah, and they
No one can challenge your beliefs.
Yeah, that and they... Well, people can challenge
you.
They can't force you to not
worship something. You know what I mean?
What was I going to say? And I think it's because a lot of these people that were in government back in the day, they were religiously involved, so they didn't have the mindset of the government is the caretaker of the people.
No.
Like, no, not at all. The government was just there to ensure your rights were protected. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now we're moving into this generation and this time period where you have so many people that want the government to take care of everything you need instead of you being independent. And when you have a problem, like I said, relying on your family and your friends and your neighbors and your religious community to help you.
Yeah.
And they still will.
Right.
They still will, man. Like, you don't need to go to the government for help.
No.
Like, and I know if I get in trouble, it's like, I'll contact you or any of our other friends first. Probably you guys would be, I mean, my family would be option number one.
Right.
But like, if they couldn't help me, I'd probably come to you guys
if
I needed help. And it's like, and if you guys couldn't help me, it's like, unfortunately, my religion, we don't have too many religious temples around here, so I can't really go to them for help. But I'd probably go to the Catholic Church in my town or something, or go to any Christian church.
If you need an actual person, they would still help you. They're not going to be like, get out of here because you're a pagan. Like, that. No one... I mean,
they're not even gonna
at the Vatican, them. They might do that. I'm not going to lie.
At the Vatican, they might.
But there might be some missionaries there that would be like...
I don't know if they would.
I think there are some real strict, like bishops and cardinals and stuff.
Yeah, not this fucking Pope, though.
No, the Pope wouldn't do that.
This Pope is liberal as shit.
Yeah.
Getting involved in climate change. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking Pope. Like, what are you doing?
There'd be like some missionary or something like that who would be super religious that would probably help you out, you know?
Mm.
He'd probably want you to come join, but I mean, like, that's what he's there for. That's his job.
That's his job.
But yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of people. I've went to the Catholic Church many times for help, not just to like go get confession or go to church or something like that. One day I was having a wicked bad day. Fucking, I had a death in the family and stuff. And I walked into the church and I was at school, so there's no family there to help me with anything. And I walked in and I'm like moping down the hallway of the church. And the priest is like, hey, you okay?
All right, pal.
And I'm like, no, I'm not okay, right? And he's like, oh, do you want to come talk? Like, sit down and have a conversation. Talked me through it, and he was like, all right, well, you know, we'll say a prayer for you with the next mass if you can make it or not, and like, happy you came in. I hope I helped you out, you know, and it did, you know.
I mean, a lot of it comes down to just human interaction, man.
Right.
I think a lot of problems that people deal with, especially in today's day and age, I think a lot of people will have, like, mental problems. No, I don't mean, like, people have, like clinical mental problems, but, like, in modern society, we have, like, pretty much everything we need from, like, a survival standpoint. But we're so disconnected from people with, like, social media and, like, the media constantly, like, demonizing groups of people and trying to make people turn against each other. I think there's a major lack of connection between human beings in our society today. And I think that
ties into this whole thing, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is just that, like, sometimes it's just having someone to talk to. Like, and that's another thing. Say, like, you can't afford therapy. You can't afford a therapist or a psychologist. It's like, you know what? That priest or that pastor or whatever, it's like,
That's
you don't have to pay them. They'll sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, that's as close as you're going to get to something like that, too, for free.
Yeah. And they're not going to try to force, most of them, I'd say 99% of them, aren't going to try to force their religion on you.
No.
They're just going to talk to you.
They're going to, they're going to relate what they're talking to you about and try and help you through.
To their faith. Through their faith.
But, like, a lot of the lessons through their faith are historical. it's like, stuff that actually happened that can help you through this stuff. This moral, this virtue was in this situation, and this relates to you in this way, and this is how it can help you. Or even if they're not talking directly to you, if you just listen to, like, a sermon or a harmony or something like that, they can be like, you listen to it and like, oh, I can relate that to my life in this way.
Yeah.
And it helps you through that stuff. But you're not going to get that a lot through social media, all that help. It's not going to hit home as much.
Dude, social media is poison.
You know, it's like, and most of the stuff that comes from social media is just, it's negative on that aspect.
It's people letting their rage out on the internet, at each other, at public figures, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's the only place where they might get heard. You know what I mean? Like, the internet's given everybody a voice. So you get all these disgruntled, angry people letting their energy out online at anybody. Anyone who gets in the way is liable to get it. You know, and, dude, I'll be honest with you, man. There are times where I'm lonely as shit from a spiritual perspective.
Sure.
Like, dude, I don't have anyone else.
I mean,
I'm alone religiously.
That sucks for you, but it's still brave of you to go into that alone, you know what I mean? And there probably will be people that pop up that want something to worship now. There's other options out there, and more people are probably going to be looking for something later on, hopefully, because think of how many people are going to get brought up with no faith at this point, and then the next couple generations to come.
Dude, I even get fucking, like, it weirds me out sometimes talking to people. If people are, like, really, really religious, it, like, weirds me out to bring up my faith. Because I'm, like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get singled out or, like, made to feel shitty.
Right.
About myself.
I mean.
And I'm just like, all right.
Growing up where we are, you know, there's certain towns, certain areas and stuff that were primarily Christian or Jewish or whatever, or something like that. But, like, primarily in the town I grew up with, everybody's Christian. Some people are Catholic, some people are Protestant, or, you know, different stuff. But, like, they all pretty much relate to each other. So when you meet someone that's something different at a young age, you're like, oh, it's different. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
You meet someone that's, like, they'd have to teach us about Hanukkah in school because, like, no one knew what the hell that was. There's, like, one or two Jewish kids in every class or something like that. Or, like, there'd be, like, one kid in the whole school that practices freaking Kwanzaa. And which I don't understand what religion that comes.
I have no clue.
But, like, nowadays I just look at people and I'm like, if they worship, I'm like, I can relate to you. It doesn't matter what religion you have.
I'm just happy when people have some sort of religious faith.
Yeah.
Except for one.
I don't know.
What's your opinion on the really violent medieval one?
I mean,
Islam.
I mean, there's Muslims I meet, and they're extremely nice people, and like,
isn't the kid you went to college with Muslim?
Yes, he's Muslim, and he's not.
He's the man,
and he's a super nice guy, and he's. I mean, he's almost an atheist himself. He's not super into his faith. But, I mean, I'm sure being brought up in that faith made him part of who he is. And he's an extremely nice, low-key person. Like, very calm. Like, doesn't want...
He's Indian, isn't he?
He's Indian. He doesn't want to offend anybody or anything like that.
You ever talk to him about why he's not a Buddhist? Or Hindu?
No, I haven't talked about it. I mean, he's not into religion, that's why.
That's
you know,
true.
You know?
Yeah, but just true. He's, like, not even really Islamic.
No, yeah. But, I mean, that's more okay than, to me, like, if you're brought up something and then you choose not to do something after that, that's better off. But I feel like it's a good thing that parents raise their kids on something and then, all right, you're 18, you want to move out, and you want to choose to not worship this anymore or whatever. Like, you don't have to do it at this point, fine. But, like, at least I know I did the right thing bringing you up like this, and you learned some good stuff
basic
from it.
Basic morals and values.
Yeah.
What? I agree with you. Like you said, it's just nice when you run into people who have some sort of spirituality, like at all.
Right.
Like, they believe in something higher than themselves.
And we've been talking a lot about people using their faith, mainly in Christianity, to only go and console themselves when they're in a dark place.
Yeah.
And that's not all what it's for, you know? Like,
when things are going good, you should be thankful as well.
Right, you go be thankful as well. And not just that, like, even if things aren't bad, but things are just busy, people in the past, think about people in the 1800s or something like that, late 1700s, and all they're doing all day is taking care of their farm. Freaking women are taking care of 6 kids or something like that at a time. They go to church.
The average 10 kids.
10 kids, yeah, and like not all of them are gonna make it
yeah,
either.
No,
but
not all
that's
of them
a whole other thing. Like, things could be going good, all of them are doing well, and like they go to church, that's a total break and relief from everything. Like, that's the relaxing time. Like, that's why Sundays were so precious back then.
Yeah. I mean, dude, myself and pretty much anyone who's been in the military can also vouch for that. Dude, when you got your chance to go to any religious service, that was such a, like, relief and such a break from everything. Like, right? Like, that was huge, man. And they wouldn't even bother you. Like, I remember, like, at least with the Army, I don't know how it was in the other branches, but, like, you could fall asleep during Mass, and they wouldn't bother you. They just, you know, they'd let you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think literally probably half the Mass was asleep. Like, just because it was a break. You could sleep for an hour or whatever. Like,
were any of the priests veterans there? Were they doing it?
Oh, yeah. They're all military.
They're all military?
Oh, yeah. They're chaplains. They're all military.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's
they were
really
in.
Cool.
They were in their ACUs under their, whatever. What's it called? A priest's
I actually guard? Don't know what it's called.
I'm not sure. But yeah, no. They were in ACUs I think underneath that.
I don't know what the suit, the thing in the white spot there, the white square at the top's called or whatever. I think they just call the robes. Robes.
So yeah, they were in uniform under their robes.
Yeah.
They're nice guys, man.
But the same thing with the rabbi and the what's the leader of a mosque called?
An imam.
An imam. It's really cool actually. But yeah, people have so much leisure now. Kind of getting away from that at this point with how much
I think they take it for granted.
But they take it for granted. They're just like, why am I going to go over there? I could just sit on my couch and watch television or whatever. It's not a break from anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have to get off my ass and drive 3 minutes up the road to go to church.
I was going
to
say, yo,
part of it's just laziness.
Yeah, oh, I'm without a doubt. I'm like, there are churches everywhere. mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think society is losing its way a little bit. And I'm all about people returning to the old gods. If I can steal a few people, I'd be like, listen, you ain't got to go with the fire and brimstone Christian god or anything like that, you know. Yeah, sorry about any weird jumpiness here. We had to cut real quick. Just yeah. our buddy who was here with us had to take off, so we want to say bye to him. Yep. But anyway, where the fuck were we?
We went through the religion thing pretty damn good.
I mean, we can hop on to something else if you want.
We can move on to something. Down.
So, we're deploying troops to the Middle East to defend Saudi Arabia. What the fuck?
Not about it.
Not about it either. We agree too much. We need to argue more.
Yeah, we need to argue more. But this is just... We need to focus on America. This isn't helpful at all. I don't know... I'm sure there's some people out there that are for this. I don't see why any citizens are for something like this. This isn't...
I don't get it either. And you always hear this... Listen, I'm a veteran, and I hear all the time, like... And everyone knows, they're fighting for our freedoms and shit like that. No, they aren't. The U.S. military is not fighting for our freedoms anymore. They're not. Like, I have the utmost respect for people in the military. But it's like, fuck the politicians that are sending our military to do this shit. What freedom are they defending? What in the Constitution are they defending right now?
Nothing in the Constitution. Like, nothing.
We're defending a bunch of fucking barbaric psychopaths in Saudi Arabia.
These people believe in Sharia law.
Yeah, and they're nuts.
And they freaking... They're terrible to women. They're terrible to gays.
They literally throw gays off roofs.
Yeah. They won't let women study. They don't go to school and shit. No. They cut people's hands off.
And for some reason, we're sending our troops to defend them, I guess. Like, they have a military. What the fuck?
Yeah, freaking. For oil prices, freaking not worth it.
Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck
we have lots of oil. We got Texas, we got Alaska, we got lots of places.
Yeah, we have so much. We could be completely energy independent if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to be completely energy independent, we could. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. But it's like, dude, I'm hearing about this, and it's like, the U.S. is deploying troops to the Middle East, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
when does it stop?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's this perpetual war. It's nonstop. Mm-hmm. My thing is this. What is Congress doing? Like, our country's, like, moving culturally towards this, like, mentality of the president's a dictator. And it's like, he's not. You know what I mean? It's like, Congress has the same amount of power that the president does.
I think about this more, where it's just like, state by state, it shouldn't matter more who the president is. It should matter
who's
more,
in Congress. Or, well, the president who's your governor? Matter. I was going to say, the governor is the most powerful person. He's going to have the most impact on you in day-to-day life.
Yeah. And that's how it should be. How the country is set up, you know?
My thing is this, dude. I fucking hate Congress. Oh, yeah, just letting the president send troops out. There's no declaration of war.
They're supposed to stick up for their fucking...
Yeah, like, what the fuck, dude? Jesus Christ.
I hate Congress. I hate the Senate. The Senate's terrible.
I hate them all. I hate the Senate. I hate the House of Reps. They're all fucking scumbags. Dude, I'm telling you, me and you've talked about this before, that, like, if you showed the Founding Fathers the United States today, they would lose their fucking minds about a lot of it. One, the amount of taxes, they would go fucking insane.
Yeah.
They would go fucking crazy high tax rates are in this country.
Think about the first, like, 150 years of the country. We never did any foreign affairs. None of them, really, you know? Mexico, a little bit. That was pretty much it. You know what I mean? It's none of these regime change wars. We didn't go fight for oil.
Well, that was the other thing. We had expansionist wars, but it was, like, directly for the benefit of the United States. You know what I mean? Like...
That like, was us kind of being an empire. That was us...
Yeah, like, we were taking over... Indian land, and then we fought the Mexicans and took over the southwestern part of what is now the United States.
But a big part of our country from the founding was just like, we don't want to be involved in any of Europe's shit.
Yeah, like in other people's wars.
Yeah.
It's just bullshit, man. It pisses me off. It makes me lose faith in our fucking government because it's like, what are you people doing?
Right.
And why are you letting this happen?
And like,
you have the ability to stop this.
We're supporting them to go fight Iran, right? That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so we're gonna create another enemy here. Then we're gonna send troops to Iran too from there. And I guess that what I read. From the New York Times is what it said is they're only sending troops in the hundreds. It's not going to stretch to the thousands.
Yeah, as of right now.
But who knows how big that's going to get? You know what I mean? This could become a huge fucking thing. This could be a world war,
dude. Russia's backed Iran.
Yeah,
Russia came out and has officially backed Iran, and we're backing Saudi Arabia. It's like, dude, like, why the fuck does this matter to us? I'm serious. And people are, oh, because of the oil. And I'm like, fuck the oil. Jesus Christ, man.
Screw that.
Why are U.S. troops fighting? Like,
there's hundreds of countries that have oil.
There's other countries we can get oil from.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Including ourselves.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia has the most. Great. Fucking, we don't have to align with them. They're a horrible country. They have a dictator. They're freaking...
They have a king.
Is it a king?
Yeah.
He's basically a dictator.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but like
Mohammed bin Salman, I believe, mm-hmm. is the king right now. I think. Or he might be the prince. He might be the crown prince. I'm not sure.
Right. But these, I mean, they're about the same as the terrorists that we've been fighting for the last 20 years almost right now.
Like, pretty much. They literally believe in the same things.
Right.
They're just a unified state.
A lot of their royal family was the... part of 9/11, you know what I mean? They helped plan that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're over there helping them. Fucking.
It's just... like I said, I think about what the Founding Fathers were thinking. Can you imagine, like... We always talk about, like... It's always about taxation with the Founding Fathers. Like, mm-hmm. that's just the hot topic to talk about, how they'd flip out. Like... Can you imagine, like... Thomas Jefferson hearing that, oh yeah, U.S. troops are fighting in the Middle East defending Saudi Arabia. Yeah. First off, he'd be like, the fuck Saudi Arabia, because it didn't exist at that time, but I don't think. Did Saudi Arabia exist when we were founded? I don't think so.
It might have.
No, it was part of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, it probably was.
But then you'd have people like Alexander Hamilton that would be all about it. That dude was...
Oh, he just wanted to fight everybody.
Yeah, he wanted to fight everybody, and he was... He was an expansionist and an imperialist, like maybe not like full fledged, but compared to the other founding, a lot of the other founding fathers,
yeah.
He was much more big central government, you know, aggressive military.
Right. It's hard to say what he would do in this case.
Yeah, because he might be like, "Get the fuck out of here." That's
I mean, obviously, back then he wouldn't be like, "We're not going to send troops on boats over to the fucking."
Yeah, no. He'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here."
But it's different
Although
nowadays.
Although we were fighting the Barbary pirates. We were fighting Islamic peoples back in the day.
Did you know
who the first country was to recognize the United States as a nation, as an independent nation? It's either the Ottoman Empire or Morocco.
Really?
I think was the first country to recognize us as a sovereign nation and to open trade negotiations with us.
Hmm. I bet you most people back then didn't give a fuck.
Who the fuck are these people?
Yeah, they look great.
But I'm sure they were happy about it, though, to have, like, you have another nation recognizing you as a sovereign state and you know, sending emissaries to open trade talks and stuff like that. But it's just, it's not, you know what, I'm actually, hold on. I'm going to look it up because I want to double check.
But yeah, I mean... It's hard to say what someone like Hamilton would say. I mean, he might say, yeah, well, in the modern case here, he might be like, oh, yeah, let's go fucking take their oil, whatever. Or he might be like...
It was Morocco.
Oh, cool.
Oh, shit, they recognized us before we even had
had actual independence.
Oh, really?
They recognized it in 1777, right after we declared independence.
Wow.
They were, in 1777, Morocco became the first nation to officially recognize the independence of the United States, but that recognition did not include the necessary treaty nor the exchange of ambassadors, only the admission of American ships. So they were cool with it. They were cool with American trade ships coming into their harbors and stuff and operating independently from Britain.
I see.
Which is awesome. Fucking A, man. Look at Morocco.
That's ballsy at that time.
That is ballsy shit.
To step out on the British Empire at that time, man. Holy crap.
I feel like Morocco, even today, Morocco's pretty chill, I think, today. They're not like a backwater, backwards country.
It's somewhat.
I feel like Morocco's safe.
It's safer for North Africa when you think about it.
Yeah, because it's right below Spain.
That's it. The Strait of Gibraltar right there. It's what, like 5 miles, if that. But it's so close to Spain. Like, northern Morocco and southern Spain are almost identical, like the peoples and everything the culture. And
especially, you got to remember that Spain was Islamic for a long time.
Especially along that whole coast and that southern region there. And
so it's like, I'm sure there's a lot of. I'm curious what the current relationship between Spain and Morocco is. It's probably pretty tight.
Right.
Since they're neighbors, they're probably wicked chill.
I've had some friends go over when I was abroad. I had friends that they took trips to Morocco, and they said they loved it there and stuff like that. I think in places, if they were a woman, they did have to cover their heads and everything. But it seemed cool. You're still going to Africa. You got to get different shots and stuff to go there. But,
I don't think Morocco's, fucked up.
I don't think it's
dangerous. Like, I think if you go to Morocco,
are more dangerous than what it would be in Europe, Western Europe. It's not that. But I didn't hear anything terrible about it over there. No one, the people I talked to, they were like, no, I was never really scared when I was over there. The only people I talked to that were scared, they were like, yeah, when I went to Greece, it was pretty fucking scary.
Greece?
Yeah, because there was fucking riots going on then.
Oh, shit, yeah. So it wasn't because of the culture, it was just because of the political situation.
Yeah, Greece and then...
Dude, those Greeks love rioting.
Oh, yeah, man.
Then again, their government sucks.
Good for them in some cases. There.
Fuck yeah, dude. America needs more riots. Like, for just cause, though?
For just cause, not just because Trump's president.
Yeah, no, that's just stupid, but, like...
Not just because you want to call everybody and their mother a racist and a sexist, you know?
But, like, for, like, high taxation, foreign wars that we shouldn't be in, like, what happened to that, man?
No one stands up to the government anymore in that way. No,
like, the Vietnam War era with the peace movement and everything like that, why is that going on right now?
Right.
Why the fuck are we sending troops all over the world?
Like, all these riots that you see going on, these protests that, in most cases, are not peaceful, that, like, people get hurt at all these fucking things. It's people against people, and it's like that shouldn't be what a riot's gonna be.
Hey, shit.
You're fighting out your ballsy there.
Yeah, a little bit. It'll smell nice though. Yeah, get that nut rub on.
Nut rub. Freaking counteracted by the sack spray there.
Oh, dude, sack spray and nut rub combined, my farts ain't gonna do shit.
Nuh-uh.
You're just gonna smell cedar.
But if people are rioting, if they have a protest going on, it shouldn't be Americans against Americans. It should be America against the government. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. And this is what the media does, which scares the shit out of me, because the media is supposed to be for the people. The media is supposed to be anti-government. Like, the media is supposed to call out the government when they're doing shady shit. And instead, you have these fucking media stations that are completely partisan, like CNN, MSNBC are super left-wing. The Democrats could do whatever the fuck they want. Those stations would defend them. Fox News will defend whatever Republican presidents do and Republican congressmen do.
Right.
It's like, Jesus Christ, can you call these people out when they do... I don't give a fuck if it's conservative or liberal. If it's against the Constitution, call it out.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it makes sense that there's biased sides.
Everybody's biased. Human beings are biased. I get it.
It makes sense, but it's just like... They should still be calling these people out. They should be pointing out their mistakes. They should be siding with the people on these things. And it's almost like the parties are like, they're so rich and powerful, they're like two kingdoms within the United States, pretty much. And it's pretty fucked up. But that's
constantly vying for power.
Right. It's pretty scary. Fucking.
It is, man. That's why I'm a libertarian.
Like they, they control everything that goes on in this country. They're so fucking powerful. And it's like.
It's fucked up, man.
It's really fucked up.
I don't like it. What were we talking about a minute ago? There was something else I wanted to say.
Spain, Morocco.
No. Like, literally just a couple seconds ago. It was about the government, about people, the media standing. Oh. And instead, you have the media, like, constantly dividing people. Mm-hmm. Black versus white. Straight versus gay. You know, men versus women. Always, always, always the media doing this. And I'm like, listen. Fuck all the nonsense. It's blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, men, women, gay, straight.
Fuck
it's
all that.
Of us versus the government.
Yeah, it's fuck all these categories. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
you should not trust the government. Fuck the government.
Fuck all these it's categories. It's literally just
people like, trying to control you. Sorry, go ahead.
Like, we're all Americans. We all need to be united. You know what I mean? It, like, obviously, not everybody's going to like everybody. It's never going to work out that way. We can't fucking have that.
But that's why the federal government shouldn't have as much power as it does. Because it allows states with different populations and stuff to reflect their values. Mm-hmm. You can have a state that's entirely... Look at Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Massachusetts is super liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire's conservative as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying from like a Republican perspective. I just mean like constitutionally.
Yeah.
New Hampshire is like libertarian conservative.
Right. They're like... They want their space. They want their privacy. Yeah. They want to be able
left
to,
the fuck
they
alone.
They want to be able to do whatever they want. They want their land. They want to be able to go buy fireworks and buy guns and do whatever they want. They want to be able to start a business and have their farm without having any regulations going on.
They want to be able to log their own land.
Yeah.
Like, fucking... And then, meanwhile, Massachusetts can't do anything without the government's permission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is just...
Yeah, you can't even... If you wanted to go off the grid in Massachusetts, you can't even do that.
Not really.
You legally can't do that because you can't go off their electricity. You can't go off their water. Like,
I mean, you can get pretty fucking far, though.
You like, get pretty far, but they'll...
install, like, solar panels and build a well, like a real well, like a legitimate one, so you have your own water. Like, you could do it, man. You can get pretty
you can
damn
do it.
Close to being
but if, even if you, like, even if you install your own well and stuff like that, and this is... This is pretty funny for like, because the people that try and go off the grid in Massachusetts, most of them are pretty liberal because they look out for the environment when they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then they'll build a well and they'll have like, I ran into this one woman, she had a separate building on her property. It was like a big, like modern kind of bungalow type of thing in the backside of her yard. And it was on her own well water, solar, all this stuff, you know?
That's awesome.
And I was talking to her about it, and there's one pipe that runs from the house up high into the little bungalow place, and I'm like, what's that for? She's like, that one pipe there is so this place is legal. She was like, I need to have some sort of water running from the house to there so that the town can tax me for it. Like, it was, I'm probably messing that up, but it was something along those lines.
Stuff like that before.
And it was like, that's fucking ridiculous. It's like...
Like zoning laws
it's like,
and stuff like
it's like
that.
This person's doing something good for the wire, which liberals vouch for all the time.
Yeah, but not if it gets in the way of the government getting their cut.
Yeah.
Like, then they don't care.
Then they don't care.
Have you looked at your property lines?
Yeah.
You have?
Recently I did.
You gotta know that shit.
Because I,
people can't fuck with it.
Because when I did the fence, I wanted to make sure I did it right. Mm-hmm. And I put it like 10 feet within the property line for the most part.
So how far does yours extend? Does it go farther that way and farther
so
that way?
It goes like 10 feet farther on this side. On the back of the fence is actually a foot off my property. That's actually their fence, but they put it up.
Right.
I just connected it, which I don't think they'll ever have a problem with. And I don't know if I actually own part of the property that I put that side of the fence on. I think I do. But it doesn't matter because that's an access road and no one's ever going to use that land on that side between my property and that land if there's this, there's 5 feet, you know. As long as I'm not putting a big structure on it, it should be fine.
Yeah, and you're not blocking the access
road. Right.
Nah, man, you gotta know that shit. And I'm fuck happened to property rights.
I know.
Like, people being concerned about what's theirs. Like, dude, when I get my own place, I am gonna know my property line. I'm probably gonna spray paint it. Don't go across that line.
Yeah. Whenever it was surveyed, if you get it surveyed, they put these iron stakes in the ground with a little property marker on. And a lot of times they get buried, but they're there. Okay. So, and a lot of properties do have them around if they've been surveyed by whatever company it was. But they're hard to find a lot of times. But I can find them on the backside, but I can't find them up near the road. I don't know where they are. They're weird too. You can go online. You can find anybody's property that lines online.
Yeah, because it's public
knowledge. There's like for any state has it. You can look up the New Hampshire, Massachusetts interactive property map, and you can go up and down every street and click on the properties and see who owns them, see how much it's worth, see the land that's there.
Part of me doesn't like that.
No.
Like, but if you own your own property, like, why the fuck can people see my stuff?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
but I don't know. Part of me doesn't like it, and part of it's just for the value part of it. You know what I mean?
Right. It's literally for real estate stuff. Nah, man. I'm looking forward to getting my own place.
It's great. Yeah. It really is. It's
like I won't probably have a house for a while, but get my own apartment. Me and the girl.
I feel like it's hard to find an apartment that you could just buy. You know what I mean?
You mean?
It's harder to find an apartment that's not for rent. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't be buying the apartment.
That'd be great, though. Because if you bought it, live there for a few years.
Then you can move and rent it out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have the money. But it's like buying a house. If you buy an apartment, it's going to be the same price as like a house.
Depends on where it is. I mean.
But I've been looking at apartments recently, man. There are a bunch. Like, even like in Marshfield. That aren't crazy price wise, you know. Like you can get one that's like $1,200 a month, and it's a pretty nice apartment. I think it matches out. Did that go out?
Yeah, I wasn't buffing it for a while.
No,
but yeah.
I just want to take this minute to talk about the fact that we are smoking.
Oh yeah, we should mention these.
Yeah, because we finally have new cigars.
Yeah.
Instead of what were we smoking? Gold Crowns for the longest time.
Yeah. Yeah, we were smoking those for a long time. Yeah, you just picked up these. This is in the variety pack you got? Or is this from a place you got them?
This is, these are Gurkhas.
Gurkhas. Yeah.
And they're really good, man. These are fucking, I don't know about you, I think these are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're a great fucking cigar.
Great cigar, burns for a long time. Massive cigar,
huge.
By the way.
Huge.
A fucking baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really, but they're big.
They're thick.
Yeah, they're about twice the girth of a regular cigar.
Yeah. But no, they're really good, man. Really
very
good.
Very solid.
Fucking big, tightly packed,
yeah.
Too, so you get a long burn out of them. Like,
yeah, good burn.
We've been smoking these since the start of the podcast.
Yeah.
And they're still going. Strong. Like, I still have plenty left on
this,
man. But why don't you flip it over and trap it? Alright, there you go.
Gotcha.
But yeah, man. Fucking all over the place. People listening are gonna be like, the fuck, these guys are like, they go so strong for a while and then they lose their minds for a minute. You should ash that, dude. You're trying to light ash on fire.
I got it. It's not ash, and that's the problem.
Well, just push it off. Like, push it against the thing. Are you lit? I see. Yeah, no, you're a little bit. You just gotta. If you keep doing that, you should be able to ash it. It looks like only the
sucking,
top.
Sucking, sucking.
Yeah, dude, don't stop sucking. Don't lose suction. Be like one of those girls that can suck the chrome off a tailpipe. champions, as we call them. But no, it's what the fuck were we talking about?
Yeah, I totally lost my train of thought. We started off with, I remember we came all the way from people don't riot for the right reasons, pretty much.
Right.
We need more riots, though. About the right stuff.
About the right stuff. Riots, protests, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking, you get people rioting and protesting. Oh, speaking of riots, all right. You know who has been rioting a lot? Antifa. They fucking riot. But they're fucking scumbags.
Antifa. What is it? What's, is that an acronym? Does it stand for something?
No, it's just short for anti-fascist. Even though they are fascists.
They're pretty fascist, yeah.
Dude, they literally silence people who don't agree with
them. Yeah, they want to control people. They use
violence to control people. I'm like, nope, you're a fascist. Like, you are exactly the opposite of what you're
not. I don't understand, like...
It's like how North Korea calls themselves the Democratic Republic of North Korea. I'm like, what?
I don't understand their end goal. What do they want? Like, they
anarchists.
They hate white nationalists. They hate racism, apparently. They align with
that. They are racist. I think a lot of them, like, hate white people.
Yeah.
Even though a lot...
They do hate white people.
Majority of them are white people. And they hate whites.
Lately, they hate Jewish people a lot, too.
Do they?
Don't they?
I don't know.
I hear a lot of stuff coming out about them, about, like... I mean, they don't like Israel at all.
No, they fucking hate Israel. I know that they've taken over Portland. Like,
they've taken over Portland.
Running amok in Portland, and nobody's doing anything about it.
But, yeah, I don't get it. Most of them are white, too.
A lot, like 99% of them.
Obviously, they align with the LGBTQ community or whatever. And
yeah, but I don't want to attach the LGBTQ
community. No, I mean, like, a lot of those people are, I mean, they're wacky, you know, understandable, whatever. We're all fucking wacky. But, like, a lot of those people are calm. They just want to be what they want to be and not have the government interfere with that, which I'm cool with. That's a good thing.
Why is the L, G, and B combined with, like, the T? You know what I mean? I feel like that's completely different.
Yeah, it kind of,
like, they're not the same at all.
No, it actually works. I mean, I don't have anything against any of them. They can all do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to make that
clear. I think it's weird as fuck.
It is weird.
But
I don't have anything against it. They should be able to do whatever they want. But
this is America.
but the transgender part of it actually works against the gays and the lesbians that are in there.
Do you think bisexual is a real thing?
Well, yeah, it's
what about a real when Andrew thing. What about when Andrew Dice Clay said, "You either suck cock or you do not suck on." Fucking.
It's a great line.
It is.
I don't know if that's true or not. I'm sure there's plenty of people that go by that are.
I feel like bisexual people are just like, fuck it, I'll fuck everything.
Right.
Like,
they're like, I'll go for whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, those people, like, prefer one side or the other. They must.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I like. We should have a bisexual person come on here and talk about this with us, dude. It'd be great if we got like someone of every sexual orientation on to talk about.
Yeah,
this.
I'd like that.
That'd be awesome. That'd be a great episode. But no, I like you said. I feel like they must prefer something. You
right. Know what
I mean, like
they gotta sway one way or the other. I'm sure there's plenty of them that just say, like, no, I don't care either way. You know, it's whatever comes along. But, I bet you there's a lot of them that don't like that there's a lot of their crowd that's tied to Antifa. And then they get represented by this organization that's borderline a domestic terrorist, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like we were talking about earlier, dude. Like, they literally are almost domestic terrorists. Like,
I mean,
you have both Republicans and Democrats,
right,
calling out for them to be stopped. Like, fucking Nancy right. Pelosi's against them. She's the head of the Democratic Party.
And I mean, they assault innocent civilians all the time at all their riots and protests, and they They don't let any journalists try and question them. They're always against them.
Remember they beat the fuck out of that Asian reporter? Do you know about that?
I didn't see that, no.
Andrew Ngo, N-G-O. I don't know if his first name's Andrew, but his last name's No. It's N-G-O. Dude, they fucked him up. He had like, fucking brain damage. Well, I don't think he has brain damage now, but they fucked him up. Like, they beat his ass. Like, he was in the hospital for months. Because of it.
See, that just should be... And, like, what was... Did they get freaking... Did they get punished
so.
For that?
No, I don't think so. I hope I'm wrong about that.
I hope so, too.
I fucking completely hope I'm wrong about it, but I don't think they did. I don't think anything happened to the people that did that.
Like, I don't know. If you're attached to an organization and like, you're hosting a protest, and, like, the local authorities are aware of that, and people that are part of your protest that are there with you assault somebody, you gotta either single out those people and be like, they are not part of our organization and we did not condone that, or just like,
or yeah, beat their ass,
or like, or if they're like, they're like, no, we back up those people, then the government should freaking come down on them. They'd be like, all right, listen, obviously, these people are going to face whatever charges, like assault charges, that any normal American citizen would. And you're getting fined for it because they're affiliated with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Whoever got the permit for the protest should, if they have a permit. And if they don't have a permit, then you should just start arresting people.
Yeah.
But fucking, they're fucking crazy. They are fucking crazy. Antifa, dude.
I don't understand, man. I don't get it. I don't think a lot of them know what they're there for.
Well, I was going to say, they're just like spoiled white rich kids. Yeah. That like want to cause problems.
Yeah.
Like they literally just want to riot and like cause chaos. They want to be those assholes that, you know, lay down the road, are like, oh, I was there at the riot against whatever. And it's like, yeah, you're a scumbag. And that riot was for nothing. Mm-hmm. And you're pretending like it was important. But, yeah. Fuck them. Dickheads.
I hope something does happen, though. Because, like, if they're declared domestic terrorists, like, it's going to end right there. You know what I mean? It should, anyway.
Well, it depends, man. Like, if they get declared domestic terrorists by the federal government, it depends on if the states are willing to roll with it. Think about it, dude. Think about, like, for example, I mean, a good example. This is, you know, a completely different thing, but it's a good example of states not listening to the federal government, which I think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful when states tell the federal government to fuck off. Yeah. Even when I disagree with it. Like, bro, when California... It's like, we're a sanctuary state. And the federal government's like, you have to tell us who is an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And when California's like, fuck you, we're not telling you anything, I love it. I love it. I think the people who run California are morons.
Yeah.
I think they're idiots. But I like seeing states flex their muscle of being independent. Mm. Like, people forget this. It's like, dude, all 50 states are countries. There are 50 countries that are united in a union. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
That's why I love when you see a state flex its muscle and tell the federal government to fuck off. And do you know what I love about Trump? He is making so many Democrats become states' rights supporters again.
Yeah.
Like, he tries to get stuff done. And like, well, we're not doing it here. Like, you have Charlie Baker and Marty Walsh and stuff being like, well, Massachusetts isn't going to do that. California being like, well, fuck you. Like,
right.
And I'm like, oh, my God, the Democrats are becoming states' right people again. Then again, the last time the Democrats were states' rights people, they caused the Civil War.
Yeah. That's true. See, in that case of it, though, where it comes into... labeling people as illegal aliens, the federal government's got to get involved there, because then you're opening the, not just your border, but you're opening the American border to people coming into the country, and that's not right. You fucking, that's what makes it a country. Is we countries have borders.
See, now this is where we Do you consider the United States a country?
Yeah, it's a country.
I don't. I consider 50 states separate countries that are in a union. I am 100% for letting the states dictate their own border policy.
I'm not about that.
No?
No.
Because, like...
Because then they can... If that's the case, then they should actually be separate countries. Like, because then you could... Because then you could have someone that's legal in California and not legal in other states.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. What do you mean? What are you saying? Like, if California was to grant citizenship to a bunch of illegal aliens?
Yeah.
Well, they'd have California citizenship. They wouldn't be American citizens. They'd be citizens of the state of California. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, shouldn't it just be its own country at that point?
Well, it is.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
they are their own countries.
Shouldn't they secede at that point?
No, they're still part of the union.
I don't know, man.
You don't think that all 50 states are their own countries?
They are in a way, but still, they all support each other. They should support
each
other.
Well, yeah, they do. We're in a union. I'm not debating that. I'm just saying that they are independent. I believe that all 50 states are independent if they wish to be so. I think they should have the right to that. And I'm not saying, like, oh, I wish all the states would secede. No, I want the union to maintain because they're all much, much stronger together.
I mean, they're much stronger together, but, like, if they all have their own rights, they all can create their own laws, and
they do have their own laws.
Right. I mean, how far can that go? Like, how different can a state be from another one before it actually is like, this is not part of the union anymore because it's so far off from what the rest of the country believes. You know what I mean?
Well, we already have that. Look at Massachusetts and compare it to Texas.
They're
completely different. Like, completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, see, this is the thing.
Like, you could get states come. Sorry. You can get states becoming, like, a totally different kind of government. They could stray away from the republic and become a socialist state, pretty much.
Well, no. They can't because they have all their own laws. But they have all their own constitutions that already exist. So if they go against their own constitution, you could bring it into a court of law in your state and... If things go the way they're supposed to go, then it goes to the Supreme Court of the state Supreme Court, and will get overturned. A great example of that is Massachusetts is a wicked, wicked anti-gun state. It's not friendly to gun owners,
mm-hmm.
the state. But there was a case, I don't remember the name of the case, but there was a guy who... he had the police called on him because someone saw his gun. And the police came and he gave them his license to carry and everything. And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong at all. And I think it was something like he was going to get charged with like disturbing the peace or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it ended up going to the Massachusetts State Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And they ruled that he is a law-abiding citizen. And he didn't do anything wrong. And from that ruling to this day, a Massachusetts citizen cannot be legally reprimanded if his firearm causes somebody else to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
He's a law-abiding citizen. It's not his fault that you're a nutcase and can't handle seeing a gun.
Right.
Like, and that's in Massachusetts. You know what I mean? That's my point. It's like, the states have their own constitutions.
Right. But like, what if it was ruled the opposite?
But it wasn't.
No, but what if it was? What if a state ruled the opposite? What if they changed that amendment within their own state?
Then they would not be eligible to be part of the federal government anymore. I mean, sorry. They would not be eligible to be a member of the union. Because of the supremacy, clause in the Constitution says the federal government, a federal law overrides a state law.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to do that, like say they actually did it. Yeah. And they're like, no, this is happening. One, you'd run the risk of the federal government and all the other states that disagree coming down on them, or if we weren't going to be nutcases and go to war with each other like we did in 1861, then it would just be, okay, well, you're not then you will not be a member of the United States of America anymore. You're not going to receive any federal money. The United States military is not going to defend you anymore. Like, it'd be, you're on your own. And you know what I mean? It'd be like, don't expect fucking help from the United States, because you are not abiding by the federal constitution. You know what I mean? Not to mention the amount of fucking insane legal shit that would be going on within the state itself. Because they went against their own constitution.
Well, But if states are separate countries, then they could do something like that. That could happen. They could...
They can. They can now, and that's the thing. The reason they wouldn't, though, is because they don't want to lose the protection of the Union. That's the point. They are separate states.
Yeah.
Like, do you not think that they're separate states?
No, I do. Yeah.
Like, they're not an independent country. They all have their own governor. They have their own Senate. They have their own House of Representatives. They have their own military.
But you just said they still have to stay within... than the federal parameters.
That's if they want to remain a member of the Union.
Yeah.
What's to say a state fucking says, fuck it, we're not in the Union? I know, obviously, by precedent of history,
but like, are you okay with that, though? Like, I wouldn't be okay with fucking... I don't want anybody to secede from the fucking country. Like,
what if they don't want to be a part of the Union anymore?
No, I mean, that's not... I have nothing... I can't do anything about it, but... I mean... fine by me if they
not to them. Mention it's not like I went to the extreme thing and I was like, oh well, they can't depend on the United States anymore, like Massachusetts. It's like, well, I mean, the United States would probably still be allies with Massachusetts. You know what I mean? It's like, we still share the same culture,
right?
Like, it's not like all of a sudden Massachusetts would be the enemy of the United States depending on who's running the federal government. Just think about the Civil War.
That's
literally exactly what it was. The southern states were like, fuck this, we're doing our own thing. And the Union said, fuck that. Like, no, you're not. And that's why it's illegal for a state to secede right now. Under constitutional law, federal law, it's illegal to secede. Which I don't necessarily agree with.
I don't think I agree with that either.
I think if a state...
So if it's illegal to... secede, do you think if someone seceded that we would go to war with them immediately?
That's what happened in the Civil War.
Right. But you think nowadays that would happen still?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
That'd be insane. That'd be crazy. Well, there'd be people fighting their fucking brothers in other states.
That's exactly what happened in the Civil War. What do you think? The people living in the 1860s didn't think this is fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, they're all Americans.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, you had brothers fighting each other.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, Robert E. Lee didn't believe in slavery.
He didn't believe it, but
he wasn't going to fight against his people because he was from
Virginia. That's what's really funny about it. Robert E. Lee didn't believe in slavery.
No, not at all.
But Abraham Lincoln did.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. But, like, that's the thing, too. Like, but Robert E. Lee was like, I cannot fight against my own people. You know what I mean? Because he was from Virginia. It's like, I can't kill my own my neighbors. But I don't know.
It's really complicated.
It is, but it's super interesting.
Yeah.
Super fucking interesting. I think that if a state... to the original point of this is that the states are separate countries. So what's your opinion on it now that we're having this discussion? Because they are. In my mind, like, And I think I'm a rare case. I think most Americans literally don't view it as 50 separate countries. And I do. Because I look at the system and I'm like, nope, they all have their own entire governments. They do not need the federal government to exist. That's why people...
No, they don't.
Not at all! Not at all! They literally can operate completely independently. And you know what? For the most part, they do. federal government doesn't really do that much.
No.
When you think, compared to other countries.
No, they just take more taxes than the state
does. Yeah, they do. Which is crazy, dude. Like, Massachusetts
I don't like high tax rates.
That pisses me off. I'm like, dude, Massachusetts has high tax rates, but I'm like, the federal tax rate's fucking higher.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I'm giving, like, that's the thing. I'm paying federal taxes. I'm like, I'm giving money to shit that's not even helping me.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ. At least Massachusetts taxes, like, they're going to fucking fix the roads and pay for, like, whatever, like, right. public services.
I'd rather pay more to the state. Absolutely. And it's just, and, like, it kind of all comes, it almost all comes back to war, right? If it's, there was barely any federal taxes and most of the taxes went to the state. If something happened, they're united. All the states are going to come together and put their individual armies up against whatever.
For the most part, they will. But if you look
in at the region, anyway, right?
Yeah. If you look at the War of 1812, it's a prime example of people would use this against me, because the War of 1812, the federal government, the War of 1812. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. The federal government did not, they were still operating under the Articles of Confederation, which didn't allow the federal government to tax, which made it so that you had states that were not about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, New England didn't fight in the War of 1812. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. Or at least Massachusetts. I think it was all of New England, but at least Massachusetts. When the federal government, like, called for them to send troops, the government, at least the Massachusetts government, was like, fuck off. Like, no, we're not sending our troops, because they wanted to invade Canada. The federal government wanted to invade Canada and take Canada from the British, and New England governments were just like, nope, because their argument was it was against their constitution for their militia to be fighting outside of the state,
right?
Which I agree with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I understand that. I'm like, the fuck? Like, why are we attacking the fucking British Canadians? Like,
yeah.
And, like, there's a lot of reasons for why the hell the War of 1812 happened. But that could be used against it. How you have, like, say there's a war, you'll have states that are like, we're not about it. You know what I mean? It's like, we're not sending troops. We're not fighting this fucking war. And that's the problem. That's where it comes in, where it's like, well, then you need a strong central government to by law, require the states to send troops. You had, like, during the War of 1812, you had a ton of stuff where federal troops, like, say, the highest-ranking officer would be a militia officer, and you had federal troops refusing to obey their orders. Because they're like, we're not fucking taking orders from the militia.
Right.
And then vice versa, where the highest-ranking officer would be the Continental... I don't even know... They weren't the Continental Army. They were the U.S. Army.
Yeah,
right?
The United States Army.
Where the U.S. Army would have the highest-ranking officer there, and you'd have the militia officers say, fuck you. Like, we're not taking orders from you because you're not in charge of us. We're the state's military. Who the fuck are you? You don't run us. And so you had these major problems during the War of 1812 with that confrontation. So I understand that. I do. I understand that.
That's really interesting. So the thing that pops up in my head that I think of immediately is, wasn't the Constitution used in the War of 1812?
I don't think so.
Because it wasn't used in the Revolution. I know that.
No, the Constitution didn't exist.
No, I'm pretty sure it was used in the War of 1812. And is that just because it was a federal vessel? It was the United States Navy?
Oh, you're talking about the ship.
The ship.
Oh, yeah, that fought the War of 1812.
But it was made in Boston.
Yeah. Or was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, but it may have been part of the federal navy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, they still would have used their harbors.
Right. That's complicated. Fucking shit right there.
Yeah, the fucking... The Constitution of the United States was ratified in 1788, and it came into effect in 1789. So, no, the Constitution was in effect during the War of 1812.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about, though, at all.
I know. I'm just... Because now I'm thinking, and I'm like... I don't know, man. But But basically, to the point of what I was saying is, there's that problem of if the states are super independent, that if the United States go to war, that the state, other states could be like, yeah, we're not fighting this war because we don't agree with it. You know what I mean? But I kind of agree with that.
I agree with that.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like it comes back to my thing about, like, if we aren't under threat, then why the fuck are we fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, basically what I'm saying is the states are independent. I don't fucking, you know, I don't like the idea that, like, the people who live in an area, that their will shouldn't be recognized. That's my thing. I'm like, you have people that live here and they, like, they want to live a certain way, but then you're going to have people 3,000 miles away telling them how they're supposed to live.
I don't like that either. Yeah. But in those situations, I mean, I don't agree with it in the War of 1812. Like, I'm cool with Massachusetts staying out of it. That's awesome. But in situations like that, they need the federal government's laws to keep everybody in check and everybody united at the same time.
Yeah.
So they are separate countries, but they're not in a different way. They're still all one in a different way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At the same time... Well, I mean, well, no, they are all separate countries, like, except where federal law dictates. Because think about how much shit federal law doesn't cover. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it, the Ninth Amendment? I believe it's the Ninth. That says anything that isn't delegated to... Nope, wait. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed and either other obtained by the people. Nope, that's not what I meant. Shit.
Shit.
God damn it. I'm trying to find the right amendment. No, but it has to do with, like, that anything that's not... Oh, that's it, the 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Meaning, right, anything that the Constitution doesn't dictate as this is the federal government's job,
mm-hmm,
it's up to the states.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when the federal government tries to pass laws that are not in the con, like, it, that are without, are outside of its legal bounds,
mm-hmm,
as the federal government, it's like, dude, states can just disregard them. They can be like, fuck off. That's not in your authority. That's why
it's pretty cool. I like that.
And that's my thing about how it is. They're separate countries. You know what I mean? It's just that all 50 of these countries have agreed that the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, is something they all agree with.
Yeah.
That's why if you look at state constitutions, they're almost identical to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the Massachusetts Constitution...
There's just more to it than...
Yeah, like, specific things about their state. But yeah, like, if you read the Massachusetts Constitution, it's like fucking... It's almost the same fucking thing. Then again, it's also because it was written at, like, the same fucking time.
You're right, yeah.
But yeah... No, it's. So have I convinced you that they're separate countries?
Yes and no.
Have I changed your view of the United States? That they are independent. They're in a union.
Oh yeah, they're independent. Yeah, I mean, I believed that before. I also just wanted to argue with you somewhat.
That's fair.
But yeah, I do believe that it's, like, it's still one country, but it's a bunch of different countries within one country.
Yeah. You know,
it's just, they still have to abide by the federal standard. They just, they don't have to take whatever's new comes up. They don't have to take that. They just have to abide by what they agreed with originally. And I like that, man. I pretty much always thought of it that way. You can do, you can have your own new laws, but you don't have to take the government's new laws, pretty much.
Yeah.
The federal government's new laws.
Yeah.
But
what do you think? You want to call it?
I think we can wrap it up.
All right.
We've had lots of liberty in this episode.
Yeah. So if you guys made it all the way to the end here, thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And, yeah, like we say, like we're going to say now at the end of every episode, join the revolution, guys.
Yeah.
Let people know they can follow us and see all our stuff on Instagram at the New Sons of Liberty and then on Facebook as well at the New Sons of Liberty 2019. But yeah, and again, we are brought to you by Ballsy. You can get your body wash, your nut rub, your nut wash, and
your
sack spray, and you know, keep it fresh, guys. You know, there's no reason to be dirty. Keep it fresh. But yeah, until next time, guys.